الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima kathira. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. In a very beautiful and remarkable and unique hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ أَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَجَعَلَ الْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهَا وَهُوَ يَجُبُّهُنَّ عَنْهَا وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَفَلَّتُونَ مِنِّي. He said, the example of me and the example of you is like a man who is standing next to a fire. So what happens when you lit a fire in a darkness and there are insects around? Definitely those insects will fly to the fire. They think that this fire is light, so they actually get burned. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I am like a man who is standing next to this fire, trying to push you away, protect you from falling into this fire. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart gets burned out of the salvation of me and you and every single one in this planet. This is a connection that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has towards his ummah. In one time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with some of his companions. And the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, aren't we your brothers? Aren't we your brothers? They're asking the Prophet. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, no. You are not my brothers. You are my companions. My brothers are those who are going to come after me. They did not see me, but they believed in me. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about who here? The Prophet is talking about me and you. He was actually thinking about us. He was actually thinking about every single one who lives on the planet in this day, in this time, in this beautiful, you know, guidance that we have. So we keep that connection to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, if Prophet has this unique connection to us, what about us? What about us? Every single one of us should find a connection to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even wallahi, the way he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to say, جُعِلَتُ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. I find comfort in my prayer. So if us in one time find this comfort in our prayers, we should find this as a connection to the one who taught us this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even him as a leader, if you are a leader, you should have a lot of connection to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he had incredible communication skills and leadership qualities. The way he appoints people in positions, the way he gives advice is very remarkable. Very remarkable. You know, giving an advice is always a hard conversation. Giving an advice is always a hard conversation. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this, you know, emotion intelligence, social intelligence. He knows how to connect to people. So he would actually start the conversation with something good. So he will bring Mu'adh. And he will tell Mu'adh, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. By Allah, I love you. But please, don't hasten after your salah. After your salah, say Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That's a leader. He would see someone who's thirsty for a position. And he knows for a fact that this position is not for him. He will bring him. And he will tell him, Abu Dharr, Ya Abu Dharr, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. وَأُحِبُّ لَكَ مَا أُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِي. By Allah, I love you. And I love for you what I love for myself. And he would look at him in the eyes. And he will tap on his shoulder as form of his, of intimacy. And then he would tell him, لَكِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ ضَعِيفٌ. But you are weak. So if there are two people, don't be the amir of two people. It's not for you, ya Abu Dharr. It's not for you. So if you are a leader, you can find a lot of connection to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about the children? Same thing over and over. You know, one of his servants is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. And he had this unique connection to the children. He will actually call Anas ibn Malik by a nickname. He would call him Unais. He would tell him, Ya Unais. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was the last Sahabi who died. And that was because of a dua that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made for him. He actually made dua for Anas to have longer life. He died about, you know, with 92 years old. And then one time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu to the market to grab some things for him. And then after a couple of hours, Anas ibn Malik did not respond. Did not show up. So Prophet got worried about him. So Prophet got out of his house and went to look for Anas. And then he found Anas being with some kids playing around. And definitely, obviously, he forgot about what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to do. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was narrated this way. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed him from his shirt. And he told him, what are you doing here? He grabbed him this way and said, what are you doing here? And then Anas ibn Malik, he felt like he's in trouble. He said, like, I will get everything you want right now, Prophet. And the Prophet laughed and they both laughed. That was a connection. That was a connection to our children. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, if you are a sinner, and all of us were sinners, we should find a lot of connection to the Prophet. One time, one of the Sahaba, his name is Nu'ayman. Nu'ayman is well known by being a troublemaker among the Prophet community. He used to create issues all the time. And Nu'ayman used to be an alcoholic. And they used to bring him to the masjid over and over to get the punishment of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sharia punishment. And then one time, one of the companions cursed at Nu'ayman. He told him, لعنك الله. May Allah curse you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so angry. He said, لا تلعنه. Never curse him. إنه يحب الله ورسوله. He truly loves Allah and His Messenger. He wouldn't go prophet and tweet about him. He wouldn't expose him. He wouldn't put it in social media and talk about it. He would have still this connection and love towards every single one. He will get the punishment, of course. But that does not mean that we should hate that person. What about women? If you are a woman living in 2021, 2022, you should find a lot of connection to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came in a time where no one has the guts to fight for women's rights. No one can actually speak up about anything that has to do with women's rights. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed the view of women of being property to women that own properties. He preserved women's rights when it comes to finances with mirath. He actually trusted women with preserving our deen. And what I mean by this is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we drive our religion from two sources: Al-Quran wal Hadith. Prophet Muhammad trusted women to narrate the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, Umm Salama, and others. They preserved our deen. This is how much value Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to see in women. So if you are a sinner, find a connection to the Prophet. If you are a woman, find a connection to the Prophet. If you're a child, find a connection to the Prophet. If you are a leader, find a connection to the Prophet. Find a connection to the Prophet throughout our lifetime so we can increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the messenger of His. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who find that connection. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.